Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, January the 24th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last year was a reasonably good year for industrial companies like Larsen & Toubro, Siemens, ABB, BHEL, Bharat Electronics, Thermax, etc. That's because there was a strong pickup in investment activity led by higher order flows. Thanks to this, profits of companies improved because they could make use of their capacities and improve their profit margins. This year, analysts are not as optimistic as last year with respect to order book growth, but then there is a hope that profits will continue to rise because material costs will moderate thanks to lower commodity prices, and within the next few months, if the economy continues to pick up, fresh capex will power future growth. For now though, there are some areas of capex that are still on higher gear. For example, power transmission and distribution, railways, data centers, logistics, PLI related expansions. These are seeing fairly high growth going into FY24. Some of this capex, like railways and defense, is powered by the government, but others like PLI are incentivized by the government but taken on by private sector, and certain others like data centers or logistics are led by the sheer opening up of a new opportunity thanks to digitalization. In the forthcoming budget, investors do hope that the government will continue to prioritize capital expenditure. So the public capex figure for the coming year is something the markets will closely watch in the coming budget. Last year, the figure was about 7.5 trillion rupees. This year, markets would obviously expect at least a 10 to 15% growth over that number. Any moderation here, needless to say, will be a dampener. But one interesting thing is, it is not just the government capex that is triggering the overall capex for the coming year. One key trigger for this is the execution of the PLI-led capacity addition itself. Nearly 1 trillion rupee of capex related to PLI alone will happen in FY24. So markets will obviously expect either an uptick in capex or at least strong incentives for the private sector to keep the capacity addition coming to power economic growth. Now, coming to how do you play this sector? If you look at the analyst calls from various brokerages, majority of the industrial companies are already rated as buy for this year, even though they may be a tad expensive because the expectation is that they will get past this year with their current order book, which for many companies is more than 2 times of their past year sales. And by next year, a lot more investment activity would pick up. That's the general macro picture. But then when it comes to stocks, you have to be selective here also. So how do you select? Well, pick up companies that have a bigger piece of the high growth pie, like I said, power, renewables, data centers, and so on. So based on the mix of orders belonging to high growth segments, companies that look favorably poised, I would say are Larsen & Toubro, the biggest of them all, Siemens and Thermax, and a whole bunch of railway and defense stocks. Siemens, ABB and KEI, for example, 50% of their revenue is exposed to high growth areas. Similarly, 30 to 40% of Cummins, L&T and Thermax's revenue are also exposed to segments which are seeing high growth. Bharat Electronics, it's primarily a play only on the defense sector. Only 15% of its revenues come from non-defense streams. So if you want a piece of action in the core sector, these are really the companies that you shouldn't ignore. Now take L&T. L&T's current order book is 3.5 times its FY22 core engineering and construction sales, which obviously lends its very good earnings visibility. According to Jefferies, collection across clients, including the government, was healthy in the first half of this fiscal and reflected in the working capital improvement to 20% of sales versus 22% the previous year. So they say the strategy of focusing on the balance sheet while executing is clearly playing out for L&T. In fact, the analysts point out that despite weak capex environment during the past decade, that is from FY10 to FY19, L&T's engineering and construction revenue and EBITDA rose 12% and 10% CAGR as it gained market share. That gives enough reason to believe that the company's focus on execution ramp up, working capital management, and asset sweating should see its return ratios improve further going forward. Besides, L&T's green portfolio is already nearly a third of its revenues and is on an uptrend. So, solar and hydropower projects, power T&D, green buildings, water and resource conservation, these are really promising areas. Now look at Siemens. Siemens' main area of expertise is power and automation. So one big growth area for Siemens is the growth in data centers, because 45% of data center spend is actually right up Siemens' alley. Because 35% of data center spends go into power transmission and distribution and about 10% into automation. India's data center capacity currently is 770 megawatts. Europe is more than 10 times the size at 8,500 megawatts, although India's internet user base stands at 700 million versus Europe's 400 million. No wonder leading global data centers like NTT, AWS, and even Indian conglomerates like Reliance and Adani Groups have shown interest in setting up data centers. So this segment alone, Jefferies estimates, should contribute nearly 10% to Siemens revenues over the next 2 years. Even if order growth takes time to happen, one thing that will work in favor of these companies, and that includes Siemens also, is that last year, operating margins for these companies were weak. But this year, with commodity prices cooling off, profitability should improve. For instance, Siemens management itself pointed out in its analyst call last quarter that slowly the company is able to pass on cost escalation to customers. So that would mean improvement in margins in the coming quarters. Now look at another company like Thermax. This is again a company Jefferies recommends with a very good reason. Thermax management has clearly articulated its vision of being a leader in clean water, clean energy, and clean air by expanding its offerings. 70% of its revenues right now come from waste to heat recovery, biomass plants, solar OPEX, apart from water and waste treatment chemicals. Though there has been mounting concern on the order book front for Thermax, especially after the management commented in the last quarter that order flow was actually plateauing, one important thing to remember is that that plateauing was coming on the back of a near 100% growth in order book compared to the previous year. So there is actually reason to believe that the company may deliver better earnings growth with some recovery in margins, and in the meanwhile, the company will be able to get the next rush of orders to execute on. One thing to remember about some of these companies like Siemens and Thermax is that they are also very good capital allocators, and the market recognizes that. So as the cycle turns, these will definitely benefit hugely. And when that happens, you may not get a chance to enter these stocks because they'll just run up. That's all from me today. So keep an eye on these stocks. Catch you tomorrow, same time.